But at the current time, if a community oncologist out in the clinic or out in practice wants to use pembrolizumab in prostate cancer at this moment, it is truly restricted to the mismatch repair deficiency. So those are the so-called MSI high patients. And there have been multiple studies now looking at the prevalence of the MSI or MMR deficient population in prostate cancer. It's very, very low. It's in the 2 to 3% range. So while we were talking before about 10 to 15% prevalence of BRCA1 and 2, here we're talking about a much smaller fraction, 2 to 3%. There has been a paper published by the MD Anderson group showing that in prostate cancer patients who have a mismatch repair mutation, and it was only 11 patients in their cohort, about half of them have a PSA or objective response. So that does seem to be in line with the overall MMR literature that suggests that in any cancer type, if you have a mismatch repair deficiency, approximately 50% on average will respond to a PD-1 monotherapy such as pembro.
So one final question, and relating back to what you were saying about patients with prostate cancer without mismatch repair, where you know you do see some responses. I'm curious, how often do you see sort of the home run or semi-home run? I mean, even in lung cancer where checkpoint inhibitors are used all the time, the actual, you know, monotherapy response rate is pretty low, but what people are looking for is the prolonged response, even maybe an unmaintained response. Do you see that in prostate cancer?
Well, unfortunately, in my experience, the number of home runs is relatively low. So even if you look at, for example, the MMR population, which if there ever would be a patient that would be expected to benefit, it would be him. Even in the MMR patients, only about 10 or 15% of them have responses that last more than a year or perhaps 2 years. And then the patients that don't have the MMR mutations, those that have, let's say, a BRCA2 mutation or maybe a high tumor mutational load, even in those settings, the home run, as you called it, is quite elusive. So this really begs the question about whether prostate cancer might truly be different from other cancers. Maybe the castrate environment doesn't allow immunotherapy to work as well. Maybe the bone environment with bone metastases, maybe there are immunosuppressive factors. So I don't think we have quite found the home run.